Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InterMattRussell.com. This interview brought to you by ClinchGear. You'll find them online at ClinchGear.com. Let's head up to the home of Central Michigan and the head coach of Central Michigan celebrating its ninth consecutive Mid-American Championship victory at the Rose Center. At home, yeah, on Sunday night. Tom Borelli joins us. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks.
Individual championships, five weight classes, ninth consecutive MAC championship this last Sunday. Is this one any more special than others? It seems to me it was a very tough year to get to where you are today.
Yeah, they're all pretty special. You know, I can't really tell you which one's more special than the other. But this year we had six seniors in our lineup, and, you know, and those six guys, they wanted to win in front of their home crowd. I mean, they've won, you know, those six seniors have been in our program for 5 years now. You know, they all redshirted, but, you know, they've been in the program for 5 years, and we've won a conference championship, a tournament championship all five of those years. But for their last one to be in Rhodes in front of the home crowd, in front of the fans, was that's what made it special.
It's almost a seal, if you will, on the year. Not that we haven't wrestled we have not wrestled the championships of the NCAA yet, but you were extended a 5-year continuation on your contract by the athletic department. You win the ninth consecutive MAC. You've got seniors that are graduating, many with honors, that have done good things under your watch. Tom, does it get any better? The only thing that seems to me that could be out there for you right now would be a national title.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be a little bit better.
Yeah, do you have room but, in the trophy case for that?
I think we have a little room for those. You know? you know, the neat thing is, you know, I have to. We've had some great assistant coaches in my time here, and some great athletes, and you know. Fortunately, our athletic department has enough confidence in me to keep going forward with our program. But, you know, I attribute most of that confidence to my assistant coaches that I've had over the years and also that I currently have and the athletes that have come through the program.
So. Well, I must give some credit to DeSalvo. Nobody's doing a better job of communicating with the public, the fans, and the media than Mark DeSalvo. So good job by you in hiring him. But it takes a smart guy to be able to follow through as well as he does. Good job by him. Winning individual titles for you were Matt Steintrager at 25, Connor Beebe at 41, Steve Brown at 57, Tyler Grayson at 65, and Ben Bennett at 74. Could you pick one or two of those guys to talk about their individual efforts?
Well, you know, the guy that sticks out to me a little bit, all five of those guys are special, but the one that sticks out to me as being really special this year is Connor Beebe. You know, he made a sacrifice for our team at the beginning of the year, to go down to 125. He wrestled 125 the whole first semester. It was a struggle for him to get down to that weight and maintain that weight. And, there were three, opportunities that he had to win the weight class, and Matt Steintrager ended up winning that weight class. Actually, you probably saw one of those matches at the Midlands, you know, nice. And Matt beat Connor at the Midlands. And so we made a decision that Matt was going to be our starter after Matt had beaten him in three matches, you know, leading up to that point. And so and we have a 133 Connor, Scotty Sentes, who's been ranked in the top 10 all year and is a returning All-American. So Connor had to make the bump from 125 in you know, late December, early January, all the way up to 141. And he moved up to 141, got stronger, got bigger, adjusted to the weight change, and won a conference championship at 141. And, you know, in the past, he'd been in the finals at 133 and never pulled it off, never won it. Now he's been to the national tournament because he got, you know, a wild card or at-large bid, but that's pretty special that for a kid to do that in the middle of the year.
It's a sacrifice.
Win a conference championship.
What do they call it? Sacrifice for the betterment of the team. Well, he's earned an automatic bid to the NCAA championships. He's done it before. He was there in 2008-2009 season. Finished as a runner-up at the MAC Championships, took fifth at the Brockport Open Gold, placed eighth at the Midlands. This kid has been there, done that. He's seen some incredible action in his time, and if there was a better way to crown a senior year and his career of achievement at college, it would be an NCAA title.
That's correct. And, you know, 141 is a pretty open weight class this year. I mean, not to take anything away from any of the guys that are ranked, but, you know, I think there's, you know, there's a lot of people in the mix there.
There is, and we're seeing, too, even the weights that we thought were pretty solid. For example, 49 pounds with Brent Metcalf ruling the roost there. We saw Metcalf fall this weekend to a very, very talented wrestler in Palmer. I don't think it's short-sighted or diminutive in any way, shape, or form to say that the nation was a bit surprised when Metcalf lost this weekend at 49. There's only a couple weight classes, even at heavyweight this weekend. You and I were talking about it earlier, where we saw Dave Zabriskie come into the Big 12s and defeat the number one ranked heavyweight in the country in Rochalt. So anything is possible, and you've seen it. Anything is possible in national college championship level wrestling.
Well, I mean, we saw it last year in the NCAA finals at 149 too. So, you know, anything can happen. You know, we're still talking about human beings. We're not talking about machines, and there's all kind of variables that play into this.
One of them is the heart and the desires of the heart. All right. And some of these boys want it more, and their bodies aren't able to keep up with the affairs of the heart. Eight of your Chippewas earned automatic bids to the championships in Omaha, Nebraska. Earning those bids were the five weight class champions, like Scotty Santez and Mike Miller, Eric Simez at 97. Scotty Santez, you mentioned him, but Mike Miller is a kid that has been quietly doing his work for you for a while. Talk to us a little bit about Mike.
Well, you know, Mike's a two-time All-American. Last year he was an NCAA runner-up, and this year he's had some very, very serious injury issues all year long from the beginning of the year. And, you know, he hasn't wrestled since, he didn't wrestle until the conference championships. After the national duels, he was injured seriously at the national duels. He didn't wrestle a match until our conference tournament. And the very first match in the conference tournament, he lost a 77-5 match that was, you know, a very good match for him. He was down 6-1 at one time and came back and lost 7-5. And so then he had to, you know, fight his way back to take third in the conference. And he got better every match. And you know, he's the type of kid you can't count out. He's got a tremendous heart, and you know, it was nice to see him, first of all, you know, get back into the swing of things, but also see him fight through things again. And he got better as the tournament went on, and you know, as a freshman, I don't think anybody expected him to be an All-American, and he showed up at the national tournament and had a good national tournament, and you know, he's in the bracket, and that's all you can do right now. Get in there and go to work.
It's going to be a battle, and the hallowed halls of the Quest Center in Omaha are beckoning for sure. And in this case, the championship of the MAC and the way to Omaha, Nebraska, ripped through the very heart of the Rose Center at Central Michigan. We're talking with the head coach of Central Michigan, Tom Borelli. Tom, you had two young men that really were nice features for you in this championship. I'm talking about Grayson and Bennett. Grayson is a senior, if memory serves, and Bennett a redshirt freshman. Both were first-time champions for you.
Yeah, and Tyler's was pretty special. You know, he was the number one seed last year at 157 and you know, got upset in the very first round and then came back and took third and didn't get a wild card, didn't get an at-large bid. And so this year we moved him up to 65 and you know, he's had a very, very good year. You know, he's only lost to four or five matches, and they've been to some pretty good wrestlers. It's taken a pretty exceptional wrestler to feed him all year long, and I expect big things from him at the national tournament. He's really coming on right now. And then Ben Bennett's just, you know, I mean, I think if you looked at his scores in our conference tournament, He was like, he scored 29 or 30 points, and his opponent scored two against him. He had a Tech fall in the finals, 15-0 Tech fall. So, and he's a redshirt freshman, and I think he's the type of guy that we can build a program around.
Oh, absolutely. That's exactly what you look at when you start recruiting, when you start looking at what your needs are. How can we build our program with him in mind and around his efforts? Because they each bring individual strengths, some even more so to the room with their attitude and their winning ways. We're talking with the head coach, Tom Borelli, the head coach of Central Michigan, now with a new 5-year extension to his contract. The NCAA will be announcing at-large qualifiers Wednesday, March 10th. While some of them, some of us may get them a little earlier in preparation for a national championship preview show. Tom, do you sit with your coaching staff and maybe even with your athletes and wait for the release of these at-large bids? I got to believe it would be nerve-wracking if I was in your spot.
Yeah, we just go back to work. You know, we're just preparing for the national tournament. We have a week and a half now to prepare for the national tournament. You know, all you can do is prepare like you're going to be there and not worry about things you can't control, you know, and we can't control those things. You know, we're hoping that we get our two guys in that didn't qualify, but we're going to prepare like they're in already.
Defeating Michigan, Michigan State, all the schools that have come in front of you over the years, it seems as if Central Michigan doesn't quite get the respect that it deserves. My God, you guys have won 14 conference tournament titles overall, including 12 of the last 14. I'd say you guys are deserving of some respect.
Well, you know, I really feel like we've got to start bringing home NCAA trophies. And once you start bringing home NCAA trophies, it's nice to win the conference championship. Your school's excited. The community's excited. But in the overall scheme of things in the wrestling world, once you start bringing home, you know, national trophies, then I think you'll earn some respect. And that's where we've got to take our program.
By the way, Trice at heavyweight, I think he had a 20-match win streak going, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That's tied for the second longest in school history. Well, good job by him. Those are great benchmarks on a season, great benchmarks in a career. Tom Borelli, a great benchmark for us, is always an opportunity to talk to you. We appreciate your opportunity you extend to us on a regular basis, but also congratulations to us on a great, great season so far. We're looking forward to seeing what you and your squad bring to the Quest Center in Omaha, Nebraska. I'm very excited for this year.
I am too, Scott. I look forward to it, and I really thank you for your time.